what's up? Welcome to the Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing Eddie Jr., go online and find a top 10 list and bring it back to Tim, Buggin' Geddes, and Barrett Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Today, Tim, I got a twofer.
Ooh.
I went on thegamer.com.
Of course.
One of my favorite websites. Yes. My favorite website for lists for this show. And I was scrolling through, and the first list I saw, I was like, we need to talk about it because we're us. But it's one that is—it's not going to be the main list for the episode because it's too repetitive.
Okay.
So, as a quick appetizer for the actual list, Tim.
Okay.
Every 2D Mario game ranked. Every 2D Mario game ranked. Great. This was the big list that they had on the website today, and I was like, I can't just skip it over
because
it's so relevant to the conversations we've been happening. So I'm going to blow through it. This was uploaded or updated by them 4 days ago. It's an article from Bobby Mills, starting at number 12.
So it's a person.
This it's
is
a person.
Single list then.
Yes.
As the gamer often is,
And apparently, okay, so I'm looking at it, right? They updated on November 13, 2023 by Bobby Mills. With the release of Mario Wonder on the Switch, we've seen the first fully fledged addition to the official 2D Mario pantheon in over a decade. They talk about it, and then I guess they're just adding it, is what they're saying.
So here's what I want to do. Let's start from the bottom. Instead of doing our normal let's guess the list, because we've been doing that a lot with
the
2D Mario games. I say we jump right into it, and I just want to see how quickly we get mad at the list.
Let's go. Okay, let's do it. All right, so coming in last place at number 12, Super Mario Land. Cool.
Makes sense.
Number 11, Mario Land 2, the 6 golden coins.
You know, I don't want to say I'm mad yet, but I think this one might be better than some of them. Although, I guess with the with 12, I would put Mario Land 2 over New Super Mario Brothers 2.
Really?
Easily. That's fair.
Okay.
Like, not even question.
I didn't play New Super Mario Bros. 2. Is that the one on DS? The
3DS.
3DS? Yeah.
3DS.
Was it bad?
I mean, none of them are bad.
Yeah.
It just wasn't Mario inspired, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely like, that's when people are like, oh, there's too many of these games, it's because of that one.
Okay. Okay. Number 10, Super Mario Bros. 2.
Y'all motherfuckers better have some shit to say because I hate this. I get it though. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the popular. So far, this is an easy list. It's a safe list.
Oh, I was gonna say because you guys did all Mario games and this is just 2D Mario games. So I was about to call you both out because
both of your
number 10s was Super Mario Brothers 2.
No.
Okay.
I don't like that. This is a very convincing copy. Is the thing they write right under it.
An amazing game. Period.
At number 9, Super Mario Brothers, the first one.
Okay. You know what? Changed my tune. Liking this list.
Oh my god! This man's a hater of Super Mario Bros. 1.
And I am the biggest fan of Mario 1. Having said that, I understand its place in the world.
And number 8, Super Mario Brothers: The Lost.
Okay, levels. You're a fucking maniac. Not a chance in hell. This is better. Not a chance in hell. This is better than Mario 1. No.
Really? I guess I never played through the Lost levels because it was too hard.
No, you should go back and play through it just so you understand. It is hard as shit, and it is wild. Some of the design choices they make, you're like, Nintendo didn't make this.
Like, this is
but
like
in a fun way. There's no way that this game should be on any top Mario list, period.
And number 7.
Except for hardest.
New Super Mario Bros. 2. At number 7.
Hell no!
Yeah, too high?
This should not be on any fucking list.
Well, this is
every game.
It's every 2D Mario.
Every 2D.
Moolah and mediocrity is what they say about this. Cool, even if it is every single one, then Mario 2 should be way higher than this. Mario
That's
Land
true. 2. We are halfway through this because there's 12 games overall, so we're halfway through this list.
Good lord.
And you got Mario 2.
This is above Mario 1?
You got Mario Brothers 2 in the smack middle, and you're talking about mediocrity. I don't like it.
I don't either.
At number 6, we got New Super Mario Brothers Wii. Now we're cooking. I feel like whatever the top 6 is, I'm probably going to be about it.
Yeah, probably. So New Super Mario Brothers Wii. People love this one. I don't fully get it. Like, I think that, like, this is one of those situations where it's like Mario 3D Land and Mario 3D World, where I'm like, the moment New Super Mario Bros. U came out, I'm like, all right, that's the one.
I think because it was the first one on console, right? Like, it's that weird thing where it's sandwiched between other New Super Mario Brothers games, but the Wii was such a popular platform, and because it was on the Wii, you could play it with your family or friends or whoever. And for me, when I think about New Super Mario Bros. Wii, I think about playing it with my sisters.
Yeah.
And so, like, I have that nostalgia aspect of it and, like, that community aspect of it. Whereas, like, I never owned a 3DS. And, like, I feel like a specific group played it on the 3DS. Wii kind of opened it up to more people. And, like, again, like...
Well, so the New Super Mario Bros. Series has 4.
Yeah.
DS, Wii, 3DS, Wii U.
Yeah. And, like, I think because most people... I don't know if this is actual. I would say enough people had the Wii as a home console.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I mean, way more people had a Wii than a Wii U.
For sure.
So, like, how many people got around to New Super Mario Bros. U? I'm sure now people have because of the Switch. But I think because of a moment in time, New Super Mario Bros. Wii stands out relative, like, to other New Super Mario Bros. Games.
Yeah. I'm not mad at this because this means this does belong above New Super Mario Bros. 2 and below Wii U and DS.
Moving on, we got number 5. Super Mario Bros. 3 at number 5. At number 2, I'd be like, all right, cool.
So you're telling
at
me
number 5
that New Super Mario Bros. U and DS are better than Mario 3? Hell no.
At number 4, we got New Super Mario Bros., the first one.
No. No.
And above 3 is crazy.
That is, it's... This is factually incorrect.
At number at number 3, we got New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe.
I am not going to get mad at it because I defend this game a lot, but...
At number 2, Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
All right.
Which means at number 1, we got Super Mario World.
Yeah, I don't like this list. Yeah. Personally, I think there's a couple things on it that I'm like, I get everyone has an opinion, but like, yeah, there's a couple oofs on there.
Yeah.
But a couple things I'm like, I give them credit for at least putting some things.
All right, Tim.
Higher.
Let's get to our actual list of the day. We're going to talk about the 10 best protagonists in the Final Fantasy series, ranked.
Ooh, ranked.
This is one for you because I don't know much about like that many protagonists.
Mm-hmm.
We're ranking the 10 best ones, though.
Oof. It's hard.
Yeah, let me pull out.
Because protagonist gets rough because you think of the main character, but then like some of them are like...
No, see, that's what a lot of people thought for Kind of Feudy this week that you missed, Tim. But a lot of the write-ins were just
One of the questions for Kind of Feudy this week was name a Final Fantasy protagonist who was in Cloud, and it was surprising how many people wrote in a Tifa.
Yeah,
like it was sixth place outside of the thing, and so
yeah, it's funny because it's like. I mean, you play as them in the party, but yeah, I guess we don't need to overcomplicate.
Is number one Cloud?
Yes. I mean, who did this? The Gamer?
The Gamer. This is another one from The Gamer. This was updated 4 hours ago.
Okay, look.
Quentin O'Connor.
There's a lot of the protagonists in the earlier games that are like a little bit more generic. The Warrior of Light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they weren't so much like characters as much as they're concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get a little bit later into it, like.
Yeah, I mean, you get the Clives.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
the Noctises.
I'd put Clive very high, personally. Mm-hmm. I think he's an amazing character. Cloud has to be. Tidus is up there, too.
Yeah.
Unless they're a hater on the laughing scene, which just proves that they don't understand reading comprehension.
Shout out to my guy, Jack Garland, who's not going to be on this list. But because of my limited Final Fantasy knowledge, he's up there for me. He's probably in my top 5.
I mean, go for it.
Squall?
Yeah, Squall, for sure.
People like him.
I mean, that's the thing is like literally, I feel like any of the, I want to say modern, but I'm talking about PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Any like from PS1 on, like I think are fair locks. Like,
yeah.
All right, let's just go. Cloud for 7.
Yeah.
Squall for 8. Zidane for 9.
Mm. Lightning.
Tidus for 10. 12. 12's a little hard. 12's the one of the games that like doesn't have a clear protagonist.
That's the blonde kid, isn't it?
But kind of and kind of not. Like, that one's, I think, the most ensemble where there's not, like, one clear focus. Whereas, like, pretty much the rest of them, there's, like, one person on the box.
Yeah. Are we including, Stranger of Paradise on this list?
That's what I was talking about. That's Jack Garland.
Oh, Jack Garland. Yeah. Okay.
God, I hope he's number 10. Hope he's top 10. I fucking love Jack Garland.
What about our boy Noctis? I know Final Fantasy 15, debated on what people like about it and what they don't, but people love that soft emo boy.
Yeah, I mean, I love Noctis. I think that I wish I loved him more. I feel like the story kind of like...
The story let him down.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They let the boys down. You know?
So that gets tough.
I mean, they did have that excellent cover of Stand By Me, which for me gives Noctis some points.
Lawrence of the Machine. I announced that. Good. Can you believe that, Bless?
You did. That's crazy, actually.
I announced that song. I announced that the collaboration was happening.
That's so weird.
And, like, it was a great song.
Oh, dude. I listen to that all the time. But, yeah, this is funny because like, I feel like the ranking, I almost don't even want to guess because I don't think that there is a list for this. It's like, what do you like? That's all that it is. Because, yeah, Noctis and then Lightning somewhere in there. There are like the core spin-off titles, so like X2 and 13-2 and Lightning Returns, where they do have different characters. Like Yuna, I could see being there for X2.
Mm-hmm. What about people with taste?
Zack Fair, Crisis Core. I mean, you know what? We got to root for my boy there.
Yeah.
You think he's top five?
He should be.
Okay.
Well, let's get into it.
He should be.
Coming up, starting off at number 13, we got Lightning Final Fantasy 13.
Number 10.
Sorry, number 10.
Yeah. Lightning's cool as shit, but that's kind of all she is. But she's really goddamn cool. She lives up to her name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that.
And Lightning's cool.
I remember when Lightning returned. It was a big deal. My friend, because I had my friend Stevie, and James was in there too. And like Stevie was like such a Final Fantasy fan. Like he was that kid that was always like Final Fantasy 7, greatest game of all time. He was keeping up with the Final Fantasy 13s. And I'll like watch him play sometimes, or I'll hear him and James talk about it. And I'm like, no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about, what's going on. But they were so passionate about it that I was convinced. I was like, yo, they're on another level.
There's something going on here.
Yeah.
We jumped starting at Final Fantasy 7 essentially, but like shout out to Tara for sure for Final Fantasy 6. Mm. I think she'll be pretty high.
At number 9, we got Cecil Harvey.
I'm surprised it's this low.
At Final Fantasy 4.
Yeah, Cecil's a real one.
And number 8, I'm sure he is. We got Zidane Tribal from Final Fantasy 9.
I can't wait for Final Fantasy 9 Remake to finally be announced after the NVIDIA leak after all these years. because I need to give this one a fair shot. Like, I feel like 9 is easily the Final Fantasy that I didn't... Like, I've went back because like, I started with 10. So it's like I had to go back to 7 and go back to 8. Mm-hmm. 9 was the one that it's so fantasy and so cutesy and had such a different vibe that I was like, this isn't what I want.
Yeah.
Not my Final Fantasy because I'm an idiot.
Number 7, we got Squall, Leon Hart.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 8.
Yeah, he's cool.
Oh, was this the guy that like his sprite or like whatever his model looks like ugly, and like so there was like another character that was like, he's so handsome or some shit. I think I've seen memes about Squall.
There's multiple male protagonists or protagonists in Final Fantasy 8. And Laguna is his name. I think you might be talking about Laguna.
Maybe, okay.
But anyways, the coolest thing about him is his weapon called the Gunblade.
Let me tell you about it. Yeah.
Plus, it's a gun and a blade.
That's awesome. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I appreciate Final Fantasy. Ever since I saw Barrett in Final Fantasy 7, I was like, they're onto something here.
When my best friend Curran, his favorite Final Fantasy is 7, but Squall is his favorite character.
Yeah.
And growing up, we got not matching chains, but they're essentially matching chains, where he had Squall's chain, which the little like symbol on the sword there, it was hanging on him. It looked sick. And then I got, weirdly enough, I'm wearing a Final Fantasy 10 shirt for audio listeners. Tidus' symbol, like on the chain. And it was sick.
Very anime protagonist of you guys.
Yep.
I remember back when I was in college, I was at home and I had to like get the internet fixed because we were having internet issues. And so like we call the dude who comes through and I have to give him my laptop to like, you know, fix the shit. And he goes and he sees like the gaming icons on my laptop and he gets so excited. He's like, oh, dude, like, what kind of games do you play? Oh, man, I'm such a Final Fantasy person. And I was like, oh, what's your favorite Final Fantasy? Is it 7? He's like, no, it's 8. 8's the best one. And that was the first time I ever heard somebody say a game that wasn't 7. I was like, oh, snap.
You know whose favorite game of all time Final Fantasy 8 is?
Who's that?
Ben Starr.
Oh.
Yeah. Ben Starr is the guy.
He fixed my internet. Thank you, Ben Starr. Coming in number 6, we got Noctis. Noctis Lucius Calum.
I think the middle ground is fair for Noctis.
Yeah, it is. I'm a Noctis boy, but like, did you ever beat 15?
I never played 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's complicated. I don't know that I necessarily at the end of the day would recommend it overall, because what made it really good and complete is the Royal Edition that added all the DLC into it. But I also think it bloats it into such a long experience that it's like, but like the end bits of this game, like at some point you should just watch a like YouTube, like the story in an hour and then watch the final hour of the game additionally, because it is hype as fuck. They do some cool stuff.
At number 5, we got Tara Branford. Final Fantasy 6.
Yep. Give this the HD 2D treatment.
I'll do it. At number 4, we got Clive Rosfield, Final Fantasy 16. Clive Rosfield.
The only thing bad about this man is his name. That's it.
Yeah, I
still
that.
Don't stand with the Clive, but nah, dude. Like, an utterly amazing performance by Ben Starr. We cannot talk about it enough.
Yeah.
I love the arc that this man has in the game. And the game has issues and a lot of things that I can totally understand that they did not nail. Mm-hmm. But I do think that Clive's character is rad.
Hell yeah.
What's worse, Clive or Cecil?
As a name? Mm-hmm. I like Clive more than Cecil as a name.
My thing is, I feel like, I don't know. I don't like
Clive Rossfield, like, I can see how you land there, because it is, like, this, like, royal, like, fantasy.
Clive just doesn't sound like that to me. Rossfield, I'm all about.
Yeah.
Clive.
I see it. I don't know. Like, I feel like it fits the time period, especially when you add Rossfield to it. Like, Clive doesn't roll off the tongue in a sexy way, but I it does say gruff to me. It does say, like, this is a man that came from nothing and turned into something, even though I know he, like, started from something and then turned into another. You get what I mean. But, like, I could see how Clive would fit that character.
I can accept that truth.
So we're down to the top three. Cloud's got to be in there. Is there anybody else that we're missing?
Zach
and Tidus, is that what we're thinking?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, looking at this list, it doesn't seem like they're doing spinoffs. They're so far just doing core games, so I don't know if Crisis Core or Final Fantasy X-2 will count. So top three, I think we get Cloud, I think we get Tidus, and I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss for the other ones.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list. What we got? Squall, we got Zidane, we got Lightning.
Maybe
if number one is Warrior of Light, I'm gonna be really pissed.
Zach and Tidus sounds like a spinoff of Zach and Cody.
I wonder why.
At number three, we got the Warrior of Light from Final Fantasy 14.
So that is I cannot even speak on this. I don't know, but I imagine this is a great answer.
And number two?
That's so funny, though.
We got Cloud Strife at number two.
Whoa!
At number one?
My boy!
We got Ramza! Ramza Bale of Final Fantasy Tactics at number one.
What a fucking twist, dude!
Wait, does that mean Tidus wasn't on this list? Or Tidus?
Tidus wasn't on the list at
what
all.
What the hell? Out of nowhere, the last thing in a fucking spinoff title.
That's so funny.
Oh, fuck. I
love thegamer.com so much.
Yeah, dude. God bless y'all. Two thumbs up.
We can never predict the gamer where they're going to go, even when you think you got them cornered.
Come back. Sit back on the desk.
Even when you... That's awesome.
Yo, that's wild.
Even when you think you know exactly where they're gonna go, they take a left turn. No Tidus, but we do got Ramza from Tactics.
Not gonna hate on it as a character. Yeah. Just does not fit this list.
That's so funny.
Holy shit, that's funny.
Hell yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Great job, gamer.
That's been another episode of The Shit List for you. Who's your favorite Final Fantasy protagonist? Let us know in the comments below. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Barrett. It's been our pleasure to serve you.